Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon text for today will be taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 40 to 52. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the sayings that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature, and in favor with God and men. So here we are, the first Sunday of a brand new year. We all have survived the holiday shopping, all the family gatherings and the parties. We all are probably ready for a break, a nice long vacation from the holidays. In our gospel lesson, the Holy Family is journeying to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover, a very important Jewish holiday. We recall from the text, "Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem." Even the Holy Family had holiday nightmares. They had lost their child Jesus. Do we not do the same? In the hustle of the season, do we not lose Christ? After everything is done, we find ourselves seeking Christ. I've spent many years working security at a local mall. I started there in July of 2001, and I have reunited many lost children with their parents. Many parents are found within a matter of minutes. It's quite easy, really. We just look for the frantic adult yelling the child's name. However, for those brief few minutes, the parent is beside themselves with worry. Once they are reunited with the child, though, the questions start. "Where were you? Why didn't you stay with me?" My personal favorite, "Why did you do that? Don't you know how worried we were?" Many children will cry during this time. All they want is to be with their mom and dad. But they are in a big place. Lots of strangers around them. Some, though, are very brave. Many talk about what they've done that day. Some about their wonderful time here at the Greenwood Mall. They don't seem to be very worried at all about their parents. They don't see them anywhere. However, once their parents show up, they give them that wonderful human expression of, "Oh, hey, there you are." However, after all those questions, the frightened, angry, and joyful parents bombard them with, they answer them all with the one simple answer, "I don't know." Joseph and Mary had much the same problem. They experienced this in this lesson. They were heading to a big place to celebrate a very important holiday, the Passover. Parents, I know what you're asking. What parent could travel a whole day and not miss their child? I'll do my best to explain. After the festival, they pack up and leave. Now, back then, traveling was a very, very dangerous business. So to protect themselves, they would travel in a group, in a caravan. Within these groups, they were with friends and family. people who were from their hometown and whom they trusted. They would provide support and protection as they went along, not to mention conversation, as traveling during these times was by foot, and they had lots of time. We're told Jesus at this time of the journey is 12 years old. The age for a male child to become bar mitzvah in the Jewish faith is the age of 13, which is when he becomes a man. Jesus at this time would be trusted to be with friends and relatives and would be within the group, but not with his family, with his parents. So him being missing and being discovered later in the day that he was missing is very possible. When the whole group would come together and they did a head count, Joseph and Mary returned to Jerusalem and find him in the temple 3 days after they had discovered that he had been gone. Mary, being a good mother, promptly begins with the questions. "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." However, unlike many children, Jesus is very aware of his reason. He does not respond with an "I don't know." He responds, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" Other translations help to explain further what this means. The New King James Version reads, "And he said to them, 'Why do you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?'" With these simple words, Jesus tells them two very important bits of information. Here with his first words in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says that he is God's son, and also that he foreshadows his ministry and salvific work with the use of the words, "I must." Jesus assures that he is here to do his Father's will. He does this by speaking of Jerusalem and the temple as the place that he must be. He uses the phrase, "I must," throughout his entire ministry. And Joseph and Mary did not understand. They were seeking Jesus, their little boy, not Jesus, their Savior. This seems to be a continual problem for Jesus throughout his life and ministry. People just do not understand what he is teaching them. Even his disciples had problems understanding his words, as we read in the 9th chapter of Luke. "The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men," but they did not understand this saying. How could they? They could not know what God had planned from the very beginning. They believed that God's Savior for the Israelites was to be a warrior, a person who would come and defeat their enemies and make them a great nation again. They did not understand because that was not the Savior that they had sought. The world approaches Jesus without understanding and with their own preconceived notions. The world seeks Jesus the wise man, Jesus the prophet, Jesus the nice guy that we're all supposed to be like. However, the world does not seek a Savior. With their many gods, they do not need a Savior because they already have one. Their false gods are many and too numerous to count. Ultimately, it is things that they can attain for themselves, things which they control, and their sin has blinded them. Paul teaches us in his second letter to the Corinthians, "In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." Christians are not immune to this, and we can be blinded by our sin as well, so that we lose Christ. We learn in Hebrews chapter 10, "For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment, and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries." To continue in our sin is to deny Christ. And denying Christ is to reject him. And to reject him is unbelief. We cannot surrender to our sin. We cannot listen to what the sinful world tells us is right. They would tell us, it doesn't hurt anyone. I'm the only one at risk. It's not like it's illegal. This is blindness to sin, and we should be fearful of judgment. But we are forgiven through Christ. The one we seek has found us. By his death and resurrection, we are brought to our Father in heaven, who has given us his riches for the sake of his beloved Son. Jesus knew at 12 years of age what he was sent to redeem us from our sin. We are truly blessed. Through the Holy Spirit, we understand what Christ has taught. John 14:26 teaches, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." We as God's children have received the Holy Spirit in our baptism. Through our baptism, our sin has been forgiven, and we can turn to our Father in heaven for all our needs. It is not by our deeds or our own merits that we come to know Christ, but by the Holy Spirit. We are brought to Jesus to receive the blessings that he bought by shedding his precious blood on the cross and his resurrection. He has saved us from our blindness. He has found us. The holiday season may be over. However, we need not worry about finding Jesus our Savior, for he has found us. He is here among our Christian community. He comes to us in his word and in his sacrament. We should keep the season with us this whole year in thanksgiving for the precious gifts that we have been given because of Jesus. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.